Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
In front of 2 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Momo sitting in for Johnny I, who's on the road to Memphis. Don't forget, game 5 tomorrow. We can close this thing out.
Yeah,
sucka.
Let's do it.
3 p.m. coverage begins. The Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off with Slee tomorrow at 3 p.m. game 5. And then you'll hear the play-by-play with Johnny I and Michael Thompson.
Do we have an update on the checkmark situation?
Yes.
Where is the checkmark?
Is it still dangling with producer Emily, that fifth checkmark?
Wait a minute. So who gets... Somebody is left out no matter what if they're only
Travis is the plan was to leave him out, unfortunately.
Did you see...
Emily no longer has a check mark.
Where is it? Where is it drifting?
I don't know.
Who got it?
Did you get it?
Oh. Yeah. I'm signed up right now.
No. Thanks, you
guys.
Do not have the check mark.
No. Nope.
I'm telling you.
Well, we got to find out where it is.
The original 5 were Mason, Ireland, Sliwa, Sedano, and Cap.
Yeah, then somebody stepped in.
It is not with me.
It is not. And it never will be.
It's not with me.
It won't be.
Jackass.
Emily does have the badge, though.
Oh, so then she's still got it.
Then she's still got it.
No, it's just a badge. It's just a badge. It's not a check mark.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I'll take a badge, a check mark.
After 19 years at this friggin' radio station, I have earned a blue check
mark.
But
I heard you chatting about it earlier. You just wanted to promote your pop culture podcast.
No, I really...
That's what you said.
No, I'm saying other people. It's hard for me to link in other people because I don't... Like Clark Gregg is on today. It's hard to find the right Clark Gregg because there are so many Clark Greggs.
Uh-huh.
If there was a blue check mark for Clark Gregg, then I would know.
What about a blue check mark for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely... Well, people are constantly trying to tweet me. They won't know which one is me.
They won't.
I'm going to just check Twitter right now and see how many other Venice Maces there are.
Maybe this is your karma for a couple years ago. Remember the summer of the burner accounts?
Oh.
Maybe this is your karma coming back when you created all those burner accounts.
Okay. Can I say those are not burner accounts? They are parody accounts.
Sorry, parody accounts.
Steve Mason's bong, Sophie Mason, Steve Mason's laptop. I don't operate these. These are other people.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. I just typed in Venice Mace to see how many other other accounts.
Yeah.
There's Steve Mason. There's Venice Mace Burner. There's Venice Mace Evil Voice. There's a Steve Mason. It just says Steve Mason, but it's Venice Mace 11. Venice Mace 1.
Come on!
There's 5. There's none of them even have a profile picture.
I need
that make you feel good?
I need some... it's very nice that people are doing
people
that.
People want to be you.
Very cool. Very cool. But... in order to find the real one, it requires a check mark. By the way, Mandy's voting is open. That's what I wanted to get to.
ESPNLA.com.
Yeah. Go to ESPNLA.com. And you know the only one that matters to me. The only one I care about.
Don't you have like the huge call of the day you got to do right now?
Yeah, we'll do that. But I want to... I'm going to do this first.
Okay.
So the only award I care about is Show of the Year.
Right.
And last year we won Show of the Year, Bergman.
Sure did.
Incredibly proud. I think
only
Jorge,
thing that I was a part of that one.
The trophy to prove it.
Yeah.
According to reports, just barely you won. Just barely.
Oh, is that the report?
I didn't count the votes. That's what the vote counter said.
So a friend of mine wanted to weigh in on this particular race, Bergman. I don't think you've heard this. Jorge,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Here we go.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland Show. This message is paid for by Mason.
There you go. Bryan Cranston. We got an endorsement from Bryan Cranston.
That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Are you trying to be my thing?
Vote for Jorge.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland Show. This message is paid for by Mason.
I paid for it. I paid for it. Go to ESPNLA.com and vote for all of the Mandy Awards. I think you're nominated for...
Will you defend your title?
Fill-in host of the year.
I don't know how I couldn't.
Really?
How could I not defend my title?
You're that cocky about it.
I think I have to lean in that way. Last year,
I think Beto Duran is coming for you.
Last year, I went for the vote of like, "Hey, I just had a baby. It'd be really mean if you didn't vote for me."
Yeah. What card are you going to play now?
I haven't worked on my campaign yet.
Yeah.
Well, when you said
You
said last week or last year in your thank you message, there was a video that played for everybody.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned your Raider fandom, and the place erupted. So maybe that's the card you play.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Lean into that.
Yeah. Or I could also go and try to get a celebrity endorser as well.
What about, I'm like Doris Burke, but I'm not. How about that?
Ooh. What if I told you?
What if I told you is an excellent
What if I told you?
Campaign
Some
slogan.
Some people think I'm Doris Burke.
There you go. All right, 2 o'clock call of the day. Let's, Momo, pick a number 1 to 9 and don't pick 2 or 7.
4.
4. Let's go to line 4. That is Jane in Santa Clarita. Hi, Jane. How are you? Don't ask us how we are. Hey, Jane.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Jane.
Yep. Are you there?
Yes, we got you.
Are you there?
Rock and roll, Jane.
After last night's show, LeBron, greatest of all time. Thoughts?
LeBron, greatest of all time.
Based on that game alone?
Based on that game alone.
Based on an opening round playoff game.
Yeah.
Do you have a goat sound for us?
Jane, can you do a goat sound?
Yep. Oh, can I do a goat sound?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Excellent.
That was
excellent.
Actually a good goat.
Hey, Jane, thank you. It's hard to argue with you. It's also hard to argue that was a great 2 o'clock call of the day. Bergman, how are you feeling about it?
I think Jane sounds wonderful.
She seemed like a really nice lady.
I'm
glad that I picked her.
And I totally agree. I mean, at this point, there's no question that LeBron is... So the one stat... And
be careful saying no question that he's the greatest of all time.
Ireland last night had the stat. First... Laker in 19 years to go 20-20.
Shaquille O'Neal was the other.
In 2004. Now, was that playoffs or was that just all games?
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Just playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. 20-20. What are you just nonchalant about
the
whole
thing? I mean, I didn't think that I'm not somebody who's driven by stats. So, like, because I've seen a lot of people get to Andre Drummond was like 20-20 guy.
Sure, sure. But to do it at this high leverage situation.
I think it's all the other things. It's the drawing 2 charges on Ja Morant. It's the way that he finished those last layups up over Jaren Jackson Jr. And then I asked him about it post game and he goes, "Well, I thought he was going to give like a poetic answer or something." And he goes, "Well, there's actually 3 tiers that you finish on. The tier 1 is right by the, and I work on all those. Tier 1 is really low and tier 2 is in the middle there. And tier 3, shout out to Chris Johnson." I mean, he was like, he's so locked in. Like the idea that he, did you see how high he had to throw it over Jaren Jackson to get that one to go? He had to go so high up off the glass. He says he practices all of those. And it reminded him of the finals where he hit one of those over Kevin Durant.
Right.
Like he just pulled that. He goes, "I don't know which finals it was, but it was against Kevin Durant and I did a reverse layup and had to throw it really high." Like that guy's brain is Hall of Fame. That guy's brain might be the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he was talking last night after the game on TNT. I don't think we got any of this, but he was talking about how I handle the tactics and the strategy and the, you know, and let everybody else play free. That was basically the equivalent.
Yeah,
of
he'll handle the X's and O's and everybody else play free.
Yep. Exactly.
And then Darvin Ham's like, "I do some things too, but..."
Yeah, actually, I want to get your reaction.
that was a good Darvin. I'm here
stuff.
Too, guys.
Yeah, me too. So we actually had, I'm gonna Ireland you.
Okay.
The one thing that bummed me out last night was game time. It was a 7 o'clock game or 7:15 or whatever it was, which back east is 10 o'clock. When I was a kid, I was not allowed to stay up to 10 o'clock to watch anything when I was a kid. And I wonder if there's nothing that can be done to change these game times. So, like, for example, we are cruising towards potentially a Golden State Lakers Western Conference semifinal. Are all of those games going to come on at 10 o'clock?
Probably.
Except for the weekend games, right?
Yeah. And it's annoying because, like, the best time are the finals games that all start at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
6 p.m. start time. It's great for everyone. Like, you can get off work and you can get downtown. It's fine. It's a little tight. You got to hurry up.
Yep.
But finishing it like 8:30 is so much better. And then everyone can watch.
Yes, but it would be hard to start a game at 5 o'clock out here.
Yeah, it would be real hard, I think. To me, it's a function of the NBA always wanting the Lakers to be on the premium nights.
Right.
So they always want them on the weekends.
Yep.
Usually Thursday night's a big night. Wednesday night's big, and they have the East Coast game is 4:30, and then the West Coast game is 7.
Yep.
And it's never really 7 because it follows the East Coast game. So however long the East Coast game takes, then they got to have a little interlude with the Shaq and Charles crew, right? And then they go to the Laker game. So it's always like 7:15, 7:20. It's closer to 7:30 anyway. And I don't know. There's a way they could stagger it. I think you could start the East Coast game at 4 instead of 4:30.
Well, here's what's weird. At the moment, both games are TBD. But if the Grizzlies and Lakers need another game.
Game 6.
The Kings and Warriors will play at the same time.
Correct. So probably
so people will have, one will be on ESPN, one will be on TNT. But here the NBA is missing an unbelievable opportunity to have these games in a back-to-back situation or to put them on different days or whatever that happens to
be. So I'm kind of wondering if they could switch, if they could flex one onto Saturday, because I think the Clippers-Suns is going to wrap up.
Yeah.
And I think the Nuggets-Denver is going to wrap up. So like those two series are pretty much done. And the nights that you had carved out for those games, you could shift things around a little
bit. Right. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeehaw! Let's do it!
It is a Live Imaging Tuesday. Bam! On Mason in Ireland. Momo sitting in for John. Now, we usually do Yacht Rock on Tuesdays for
Thank
Ireland.
Thank God tonight. It's not Yacht Rock.
Well, that listener last week won Mandy tickets because he wrote down all the Yacht Rock songs.
Ireland!
He's missing today.
We're doing bluegrass here for some reason. By the way, we got another surprise coming up around 2:45 when we do What's Up, Foo? I mean, it was a
another surprise.
It was the same surprise.
I know, Brian Cranston's pretty good.
No, it's pretty good.
Well, there. That's, by the way, Momo, that's now two things that you've blown today.
Anyway,
you already read
on
it.
That note.
Yeah, on that note.
Mason and Momo continues now.
All right. Momo's like, I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. You guys never tell me anything. I don't know about the Stretch Lab. I don't know about the blue check marks.
I think we can get you into the Stretch Lab. Can we get
we can.
Momo into the Stretch Lab?
We can.
Lab?
Next Stretch Lab, I will tell you when it's going to be.
Okay, next time. Okay,
so,
well, they're gone.
Stretch Lab is one of our
I would have showed up.
Partners.
Thanks.
And
they've
got locations all over the place. I know Beverly Hills and Santa Monica and Venice, among other places.
I would have loved to have joined.
And they will actually stretch you out. It felt great. I feel very loose and limber and ready to roll. Can I just mention one thing that's totally...
I don't think so. You shouldn't. Okay, go ahead. Fine.
Okay, before we get to the Clippers, because I've got a lot of USC football friends. Yesterday, SC landed Georgia transfer defensive lineman Bear Alexander, who is a huge get for them. This is going to be a new look Trojan defense this year. Anthony Lucas, Malcolm Mason Cobb, Evan Barris. I mean,
the guy's name is Bear, and he plays defense.
Bear Alexander.
Is that his real name?
Defensive lineman.
Kind of awesome. Like, he was kind of born to be a defensive lineman. Great
Remember name. Tank Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need a defense. And I kept saying, are we going to get some defense through the transfer portal? And we have. So I just wanted to throw that out there. That
I like
was
it.
Front page on ESPN.com yesterday. All right. Clippers. So Kawhi Leonard not going to play tonight. The series is essentially over. Once you get to 3-1, it's 95% chance that the team up 3-1 wins. Statistically, that's just a fact. Kawhi not playing. Is there a reason to bring everybody back if you're the Clippers?
Yeah.
You think there is?
Well, they have a really good team, And really, you want me to get, I'll get into the slightly wonky thing.
Yeah, do a little wonk.
But quickly.
Do a little wonk.
But quickly.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook's been great for them, and yet I don't think they can keep him. Because he is, because of the new CBA rules and all the stuff, the only thing they can pay him is $3.7 million a year.
Mm.
That's the most they can pay him. So he's going to go from $47 million to $3.7
million. But what's the actual
here.
Market? For Russell Westbrook.
It'll be actually, after the way he's played, there might be a market.
You really think so? Or only just on the Clippers and playing in that way?
Let me make a point about this.
Yeah.
The problem with Westbrook has been that he doesn't play well with others, right?
Yeah.
And he's playing as the sole focus of that team right now. He's not integrated with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. He's putting up numbers. He always has. He's the best thing they got. But when you put him together, I don't know exactly what you have. It's the same situation we had with him and the Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, there is an irony that the Lakers traded for Russell Westbrook with the idea that both LeBron and Anthony Davis get hurt a lot. And Westbrook tends to be durable. And so when one or both AD or LeBron is out, Russ would be available. And now with the Clippers, both Paul George and Kawhi, who both get hurt a lot, yep. are out, and Russ is the one who's available.
Right. But what other team would actually want Russ?
Well, I think there was a market for him in Chicago. I think there were some other teams that...
Like Chicago isn't all that great.
I know, and I don't know how much they can pay him.
But
either.
I mean, right. what can you actually, what would Russ actually get?
I mean, he's not going to get $20 million.
He's not going to be a $20 million dollar a year player.
Does he care
yeah.
enough about, you know, the difference between $3.7 million and $6.8, I think is the next one up? It just depends on what each team can offer. I don't know. I could see Phoenix maybe taking a run there.
Are they going to give him a starting point guard gig, though?
No, I don't think so.
Does he want to come off the bench?
He could go
that
back
was
to Washington,
thing.
Even. He could go back to the Wizards.
Okay, let me... There has been praise, heaped yeah. on Russell Westbrook by Kevin Durant and Chris Paul. Here that is.
Kevin, Monty just mentioned that he's never heard as much criticism for an MVP player as much as Russ gets. I mean, what do you think about that, and have you spoken to him about that criticism?
About Russ? No, I don't. We don't. No, not about criticism. I mean, people going always criticize when you're successful and you know doing your thing for this long. You know, somebody gonna always find something that they don't like about you. But Russ has been resilient his whole life. He come to work, don't say much, just come hoop. So you know, when he's retired, people gonna really tell the truth about how they feel about his game. Right now, it's a fun thing to do is to make a joke out of Russ, but. He, you know, the way he's been playing is since he got with the Clippers, showed everybody who he really is.
I feel like the only people to do that, too, is the people who don't know basketball.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? And don't know what it's like to compete. I know for me, Russ is one of my closest friends. You know what I'm saying? And so people to do that and talk crazy probably wish they could be in that situation. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's praise from the team that is up 3-1.
So you ever heard the phrase... Judge somebody by their actions, not their words.
No, I've heard that expression, yes. They even taught that at Bowling Green.
Was that a thought experiment?
Oh, it's a thought experiment.
No, that was my reaction okay. to those quotes.
But,
Kevin Durant left him! Like, if you yeah. like playing with him so much, why'd he leave? I mean, Chris Paul was traded for him.
Yep.
The Suns could have signed him as a buyout guy. Also, like, if they really loved Russ so much, they could have got him.
I mean, the
I'm
guy.
I'm not saying that they're being fake. I think people have a lot of respect for Russell and the way he competes.
Right.
And the way he's. I mean, he has been great in this series. Like, he's blocking people and he's playing really. He's hustling and he's tons of energy. And I've admired his resiliency in this. I think he's delivered. But it's like the Russell of old in Oklahoma City when it was him and Steven Adams and he was the show.
Right.
And. This is the ideal conditions for Westbrook to look like a former MVP. I don't think he looks as good as he used to be, but he still looks pretty good. And so it's nice to say that now, but when you had the opportunity to continue to play with him or to for have him to join your team, I did not hear those words.
Yeah, you're
or
right.
Or actions.
Or actions, right. They didn't. KD left him. They could have signed him as a buyout candidate. Excellent points. I think that in the end, I just can't imagine what the market is for Russell Westbrook right now.
I didn't think there was when the Lakers traded him to Utah and then Utah bought him out. I did not think there was going to be a market, and I was totally wrong. Like, there was two or three teams that were interested. The Clippers.
As buyout candidates, yes. Not as
correct
big deals.
But we're also saying that his best games have been without Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah, exactly. That's so, the, that's
good
the
game
problem.
One. Sure. Well, no, he wasn't good in game one. He just won them game one at the end.
Sure, but he's, if he's good 19. In three that 19, situation, exactly. What team is going to give him that situation?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
going to bring in Russell Westbrook if they want him to be their star? That's just not a thing.
And is he going to be happy at $3.7 million? Like,
no.
I think the Clippers would bring him back at $3.7. But your larger question about the Clippers is, do they bring everyone back? Paul and Kawhi and all the guys that are making
whole,
all this money.
This whole group, yeah.
Look, it's going to be one of the great thought experiments.
I love when we have a thought experiment. This is
like,
so good.
In 2019, the Clippers... Like, remember when there was that earthquake in Vegas, and then the same night they made the trade, and everybody thought the Lakers were screwed because they were holding out for Kawhi, and Anthony Davis gave up his trade kicker so they could try to get Kawhi, and then, he double-crossed him and went to the Clippers, and that was supposed to be a big deal. The Lakers have won a championship. The Lakers are going to advance further than the Clippers this year, probably.
I think we're kind of used to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Clippers have never really gotten to see what Paul and Kawhi could do. The only year they were healthy together in the playoffs the whole time was 2020 in the bubble when they blew the 3-1 lead against Denver. The only year. The year they went to the Western Conference Finals, Kawhi tore his ACL against the Jazz.
So let's,
in the second round.
Let's make the thought experiment even thinkier.
Ooh. Good word.
So
even thoughtier.
They also taught that at Bowling Green.
Hey, I went with you.
So
I knew what you meant.
In 2024, they opened the new arena.
Uh huh.
Next summer, the contracts for Kawhi and Paul George will expire.
Yeah.
Will those guys be in that new arena or not?
I say yes, because you can't. Who's going to give you anything for them? They get hurt all the time. And they make a lot of money. So, like, even if you want to talk, okay, could I come up with a list of teams that would trade for Kawhi and Paul?
Or could you, again, the contracts expire after this next year. Could you find another superstar that you could build around that you could sign on the free agent market?
Well, they won't have the salary cap space, but they'd have to.
Those guys will be off the
books. Oh, if they come off the books.
Those guys are off the books after next year.
I could, yeah.
But can you sell the Intuit Dome without either of those two stars?
Yes, because you guys like to play the toilet sound. Toilets!
It's
going to be awesome.
Toilets!
I know.
Well, no, but same. Like, can you sell it without... You need stars.
Yeah, you need
like
stars.
Like Ireland always says.
You know what,
though? Star effing driven town.
I actually think you can't. I kind of...
If
every once
Norman
in a while,
Powell.
I disagree with myself.
Right. Yeah. Norman ever, Powell, Ivica Zubac.
No, wait, hold on, hear this out.
I disagree with myself all the time.
Right? Like, you say something one day, and then the next day, you're like, you know, I changed my mind
that makes
that
you
one.
A flip-flopper.
Yeah, a flip-flopper.
Big flip-flopper. Yep. Now, I'm one that takes a position, takes a stand, and then I am unmovable, immovable,
right.
Unmovable and immovable.
Do we not have the Mason Fairweather forecast?
The Mason Fairweather forecast. Can I just point out that when the Lakers made those moves at the trade deadline, I put $25,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers getting out of the first round at 5-1 odds.
False.
False.
That's I was here.
It's false.
What do you mean?
I was here.
It was not after
that.
The trade deadline.
When was
it? It wasn't when they brought in Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt.
When was it?
It was way down the line, like a week or two before.
No,
it was
no.
when they started winning down the stretch.
But at the point, you gave
Jorge,
me five,
you
gave
it.
Me 5-1 odds, which means it
yeah,
must
but
not
but
have been very likely.
I tried to get you 10 to 1 odds.
Way down the line. It was not after
the
trade deadline.
Remember?
Momo tried to get me 10-1 odds. It was a long shot.
It was another deadline.
Right, but it wasn't like they made the trade and you're like, that's it. This is the move.
It was a little bit later.
It was a little bit later, but it wasn't.
They were languishing in 13th place.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, I guess technically it was after the trade deadline.
They weren't in the play-in tournament at that point.
No, they were not.
I was here. You made the bet. You said 5-1 odds.
And you know, he made the bet. The bet happened, but it happened way down the line.
Okay, it happened when they were in 13th. It happened when they were in 13th place.
You flip-flop, that's the point.
That's not a flip-flop.
Yeah, it was right after you said that's it, they're not making it.
I'm wrong about something. Because yesterday on the low post, I said they need to have stars going into that new arena. And after I thought about it, I said, actually, no, they don't. I know lots of Clipper fans.
You're saying the arena is going to be the star?
Yeah, I don't. I think Clipper fans are a different breed. Like, they like it when their team has stars, and they like it when they're good. But most Clipper fans are sort of the underdogs, and they like being anti-Laker fans, and they like being like they rolled with that team when they had no stars, and when every star would leave in free agency, they rolled with it. It was like a badge of honor,
right?
To stick with your team, like that's kind of the brand. This like blue collar thing. What's their slogan? Street lights over spotlights.
Exactly.
That's like their brand.
Yeah.
So I think people are gonna go just to go. Now I think they can't suck.
Right.
They can't be a bad team. Then people won't go for a while. But if they're
People will go for that building in the first year.
Yeah, in the first year. But I don't know that
I
they have
I do think
to.
The building is going to be pretty. I drove by it. I've been playing cards at Hollywood Park Casino, so I drive by it. It's like massive. It's massive.
It's right by SoFi, too.
It's right by SoFi.
South of SoFi.
People will come, Ray.
Yeah, they will come.
Zach said he wants to go see if he can go pee in every toilet.
You know what? It'll be a challenge.
Toilets!
Yeah, it will be a challenge. So we always have a chat fight.
Chat fight!
Going on YouTube, our YouTube stream, which is brought to you by LAFD. Go to joinlafd.org for more information. Momo, you're getting some criticism.
Oh, for what?
Momo's such a flip-flopper. She praised the Lakers, but secretly hates them and loves the Clippers.
That conspiracy
has been out there for a long time.
Listen, that one, if ever, sometimes at like 1 in the morning, I'll go down an internet rabbit hole, and I like hate myself every time. I texted you that morning.
I know, you shouldn't have done
Why
that.
Why did I do this? Yeah. Oh, I went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, you did get all balmery one time.
I did not.
You got a little balmery.
Okay. Stop. You're just going to make that Reddit page come back up.
Also,
how much is he paying you, Momo?
Fear No More says Berg has no credibility. He chose the Grizzlies to win the series. That's exactly right.
I did. You know, so did you, Momo.
I was wrong, too.
Don't play
they're
the splash
two seed,
for me.
And they're all in their 30, and they're really good. John Morant is really good.
Yeah, Cannonball.
Hey, I didn't know they were going to blow it.
Yeah.
Look. I didn't know the Grizzlies were going to, like, Dylan Brooks was going to go heel and then whatever he is now, and then John Moran is going to hurt his hand. And
I always say, don't mistake a projection for fandom. Prediction for fandom.
Wait a minute. I've never heard you say that. Wait a minute. That's the first time you've ever said that. You just said, I always say.
I tweet it all the time. Anytime someone brings it up, I tweet it.
I say it all the time.
All the time. Every day. I say it to you in every meeting we have.
Even repeat what you just said. Go ahead and repeat it.
Don't mistake a prediction for fandom.
Before you said projection for
fandom.
Well,
I meant prediction.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not
great with words,
Mace.
It's not like I'm on the radio.
Thing.
Oh, it's like Bergman always says.
I say it every day, all the
yeah,
time.
All
I've said it to you
time.
So many times. I can't believe you don't know this.
Okay, so I want to talk a little Mookie and the Dodgers.
All right.
Coming back next. Also, this is just a nugget I'm going to throw in there. You know who almost played Joey on Friends?
Ooh, sliding doors.
I will tell you, coming up. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A live imaging Tuesday with Mason and Ireland. Momo sitting in for John.
Mellow.
Now, as we always like to tell you, you can watch the show on YouTube. Just search ESPN LA.
I feel like we're cruising down the LA River with this.
Well, it's a bluegrass Tuesday because Dad's not here. Ireland's not
down
here.
Down the Mississippi.
So you're getting into a chat fight in the YouTube chat. But Correct. Here's what's funny. I noticed this yesterday watching the YouTube feed.
Okay.
You're chatting under, it says KSPN Studio.
Correct.
It's not your name.
No, but I don't have that access to that. I just make my chat fight messages in all caps.
Why?
That's how you know it's me.
Oh.
So, because Bergman's always like, oh, golly gee.
Golly gee.
Hear from you, stuff like that. And I'm like, chat fight, it's all caps. Okay. Do you ever hear that expression Bergman uses all the time?
Chat fight?
No. Oh. What's the expression golly gee? Uses all the time?
Don't mistake a prediction for fandom.
That's good. See, that should be in his Bergamisms.
Yeah.
We should start that.
But Bergamisms, I like
he
that.
He said that he uses
would.
That expression all the time.
All the time.
He used it for the first time
Every day. Every day.
First time today.
Don't forget, Game 5, Lakers-Grizzlies tomorrow. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. The Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off with Slee. Tip-off at 4:30. Game 5, we can close this sucker out, Mace.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, more Mace and Momo for your Tuesday right now.
Okay, so I want to do a little Dodgers. Bergman, you're doing your Dodger Blue Review.
Blue Review.
Blue Review, sure which is on every day on our YouTube channel with you and Clinton Yates. So
yes, sir.
I have come to this conclusion, and it is contrary to what Travis Rogers says. Mm. I think Mookie Betts at shortstop gives the Dodgers their best chance to win on a night-to-night basis.
I agree with you. It is against every baseball part of me because shortstop is a physically taxing position where you tend to get hurt and you tend to, you know, you need to give people days off a little bit more because of the physical demands there. But you got to get the most bats in the lineup. And when I grew up, you put the best player at shortstop. That's what you did.
Yeah.
And they just need to get him in the lineup and they need to play. They have a really good outfield.
They're loaded with outfielders. They got Trace and they got Peralta and they got Hayward and they've got Taylor that
Outman.
They can plug in out there. Outman is a star. Bergman, what do you think? Mookie Betts at shortstop day to day.
So I think that he is the best athlete on the Dodgers and it's not close. He's the best athlete maybe in Los Angeles. He can do absolutely everything.
No, LeBron James would like a word. But
well, no, but LeBron, he could play baseball, I guess, but Mookie Betts can play basketball. He can play baseball. He's a bowler. He does everything. He can play every single position on the field. He could pitch if you probably wanted him to. But I don't think that just because he's great at shortstop, because he's great at everything, that he should be playing
shortstop.
Well, they
should go trade for a shortstop.
Well, they should.
Let's not take that off.
But again,
the table.
They are trying to, at the end of the year, they will calculate the luxury tax number, and they want to stay under it. They're over it slightly right now. They want to stay under it so they can sign Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I don't.
Which means
that's the plan.
Which forecloses the idea of going out and getting a shortstop right now.
Depends on how much money you send out.
True, it does. It depends on how much money you send out. Bergman, I just don't get the sense, at least, you know, in my study and I watch every Dodger game and all that stuff, I don't get the sense that they're going out to get a shortstop right now.
I mean, not right now. I think you're right. They are trying to wait until Shohei Ohtani becomes available. And I think that he's probably going to become available sooner rather than later. I mean, the Angels are bad.
Okay.
I don't think Artie will ever trade him.
I
think that's
you
an
have
ego
to.
Thing.
I mean,
you think they're just
going to
let the no, they have to trade him. If the team is not
in
contention, if the team is not in contention at the trade deadline, and I'm starting to believe they're drifting right out of it in a very Angel kind of way, you've got to move them at the trade deadline.
You know they have 7 blown saves this year, the most in baseball.
7.
7 blown saves from
the Angels. That is a brutal way to lose.
Yeah.
That is a brutal way
Who's
to lose.
Who's their closers?
It was Carlos Estevez. I don't know who it is.
It's got
anymore. They've tried everybody, I'm sure.
Smorgasbord of people
seven
right
saves.
Now.
That's rough.
So here's the thing about this, though, Bergman. Think for a minute.
Oof, I've never done that.
So the Dodgers, let's say Ohtani's on the market at the trade deadline. And let's say their ask is James Outman, Dustin May, let's see.
I mean, throw anybody else you want.
Right. And throw in a couple of, you know, throw in Gavin Stone or Bobby Miller, a couple of pitchers from the minor leagues, all that stuff.
Just more top 5 prospects. Right. Great.
Diego Cartaya, maybe the catcher prospect. So would you rather do that or just sign Ohtani as a free agent and keep all that stuff?
I keep all that stuff and play it out. I think he's going to be a free agent no matter what. That's the move for him, and I think he wanted to be on the West Coast to begin with. Your biggest competition is probably going to be the Giants and the Mariners and maybe the Padres as well.
Maybe the Giants.
I don't think he wants to go to New York. I mean, I don't say that based on any like knowledge and inside knowledge.
Right. I mean, certainly the Mets have got the money to do it. They don't care.
But I think it's I think he wanted to be on the West Coast to begin with. He just picked the wrong West Coast team.
Yeah. In a perfect universe, is it better for the Dodgers to keep Outman, to keep Dustin May, and to wind up with Ohtani at the end of the season, after the season, as a free agent?
Yeah, it's at the end of the season, because then you're essentially paying for him twice.
Right.
Because you're giving everybody away, and then you have to sign him, you're paying twice.
You're paying a tax to get him.
Right, and really, and a spot that he might end up in, which kind of makes sense, Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle's a great spot for him.
I think, you know, they're gonna have a fight with the Padres.
Yep. And the Giants.
See, the Padres, it doesn't really make sense to me. They don't have any assets.
Okay, how about at the trade deadline?
They have no assets. They don't have anybody that they can trade. They just signed everybody to monster deals, 7-year, 10-year deals. They don't have a farm system anymore. What are the Padres going to offer that they can even get Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, there aren't guys.
You're going to give Cronenworth up, who you just re-signed?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's one guy.
Well, I mean, you give up
enough,
anybody
though.
On the roster.
Right, but it's not going to be Juan Soto. It's not going to be...
No. It's not going to be Juan Soto. Right. Juan Soto's not even signed for next year.
You just signed Bogarts to, you know, you just traded for him. I mean, it's not going to be Machado, who you just signed to a big deal. It's not going to be Joe Musgrove, who you signed to a big deal.
They don't really have great young pitching on that team.
No. So, I mean, that it's... There's a bunch of dudes like you. Darvish is kind of injured, but still, you're not going to make that move. So I just don't think the Padres have what it takes to go get him, especially at the trade deadline.
He's going to go somewhere at the trade deadline.
Agreed.
And
you think so?
I do.
It's
you
really
think
about
Artie's ego can handle that.
If they are not in the race, and right now they're drifting out of it. If they're not in the race, I don't think you've got any choice but to trade Shohei Ohtani.
I agree. That's what they should do, but will they?
Well, what does Artie's ego do when he walks away at the end of the year and they get nothing for it? Does that hurt his ego a little bit? Probably hurts it more than if he winds up with guys like James Outman and Dustin May.
But because of everything that we're talking about here, now looking back, does it seem like they should have traded him at last year's trade deadline?
Yes, they would have got a lot more.
They would have gotten so much more at last year's trade deadline. A full year of Ohtani. You can try and convince him to stay. It's kind of like what the Padres did with Juan Soto, where they get 2 years to try and convince him to stay afterwards. It would have made so much more sense to do it last year than now. And now they're not going to get as much because he is a walk-away free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think you owe it to your fans to try. And they have tried.
You'd give up Outman for him?
No,
I'd give all the other names you would, but I don't know if I would put Outman in the deal.
I don't want to pay the Ohtani tax. I say wait till the end of the year and sign him clean.
Yeah,
it's really the only way.
I think no matter where he gets traded to, he's still going to be a free agent.
Outman is going to be a multi-time All-Star.
Yep.
And I think we will watch him just go nuts for the Angels, just down the freeway. And I look. Could he put them over the top this year? Potentially. Are we better off waiting and signing him for $600 million or whatever it is at the end of the season? Yeah, I think we're better off.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to cost. I think they will not be out. The Dodgers, to me, will not be outbid for Ohtani. That's how good he is. That's how much they want him. Like, they will not be outbid. The only question is it going to come down to money? If everything is close... If all the money is close, then he gets to choose where he wants to be. He's already seen L.A. He's already seen the Dodgers. He's already seen up and down the West Coast.
He's seen Southern California. He knows what life in Southern California is.
Yeah. Isn't it most about where he has the best sustained chance to win?
Yeah.
The Dodgers are the most sustainable chance
totally
to win,
right.
Period.
Totally right. I mean, I think it would be crazy for him not to sign with the Dodgers. And in the meantime... It will be painful at the deadline to see him go somewhere else, but I want to keep James Outman. I want to keep Dustin May. I want to keep Gavin Stone and Bobby Miller and all these guys that we've got in the farm system, Diego Cartaya. And I know that sounds... I think if Ireland was here...
Well, if Ireland was here, he wouldn't know who all those guys you just named are.
But if Ireland was here, he would have said... he wouldn't have. But he would have said, make the deal no matter what. I don't care who you have to give up. Make the deal no matter what. And that there is an argument there. There is an argument there. I just think it's smarter for the Dodgers to wait. All right, coming up next for you. Oh, I didn't get to the other thing. I'll do the other thing.
Okay.
Coming up. In the meantime, what's up, fools? Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Quarter in front of 3 p.m. Game of Games is coming up in 1 hour. Oh, are you guys really going to let ChatGPT? Why don't you just ask producer Lindsay? She used to produce this show.
Yeah, we should.
You want to ask producer Lindsay?
She's in the other room.
To do the game?
Yeah.
It was Friday's game was?
Yeah, Lindsay's.
Oh.
It was Lindsay's.
Was that Lindsay's? Yeah. Well, it was the problem was the execution.
Yeah, well, you can't have too many.
Well, she always said that
words.
Was a problem on this show. That's Lindsay. Why she.
Oh, yeah,
that's
why she comes. She's
she coming out.
Hey,
Lindsay.
Oh, boy. Hey, Lindsay.
If I would have done the game and hosted the
game,
it
would have
been great. It would have been awesome. But unfortunately, I didn't have time to. So I asked Jorge, are you good with this? And he said, yeah, I'll figure it out. And then he handed it off to Laura. So that's what happened.
She's sending me big words that I can't even pronounce.
Okay. But I could have pronounced them.
Lindsay, in 1 hour, do you have a game for us?
I can come up with a game.
Look at that.
Only got two questions into that game you sent last week. You could actually do the big
word game. I'll do the big word game then.
Okay, good.
So in 1 hour, producer Lindsay's got a game of games.
Nice.
Plus Jacob will be here. Anyway,
I love Lindsay. She's always there.
We do usually at 2:45 on this show is time for What's Up, Fool. Of course, thanks to our new sponsor, Dos Hombres. And here's the surprise that Momo already spoiled.
What's Up, Fool is brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It's fate. It's friendship. It's mezcal. Dos Hombres.
We stepped on the post there, but that's okay.
So good. All right,
Tom. Time for What's Up, Fool. Take it away, Corporate Greg.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you very much. All right, so Jimmy Butler went off in yesterday's Heat win over the Bucks.
Great.
He had 56 points and did a lot of the damage late in the game to pull off the upset. The Bucks are the number one seed and the best team in basketball this year. There has been other 8 seeds to beat 1 seeds in the past, including the We Believe Warriors. But if the Bucks don't come back, would this be the biggest upset in NBA history, or does Giannis being hurt in Game 1 and then missing 2 games kind of taint that?
We Believe Warriors, biggest upset. And I also think Giannis being hurt, and it's the freaking Heat. The Miami Heat have this like Heat culture thing and Jimmy buckets, and he's done it before. So there's, even though they haven't been very good all year, I think because of their organizational credibility, I can see it. Like,
so
it's
you
not
said
the
to me,
upset.
You said to me last night, we were watching the game in the press room. Yeah. You said Milwaukee's not dead.
They're not dead. I think they might come back and win in 7.
No way. No way.
You think the Bucks are going to win 7?
Money on that?
I would put mythical. Well, I mean, seriously. You really want to put mythical money on it? Because that's an easy bet.
You think that Heat team's going to lose three in a row?
There's a 95% chance I'm right.
How much? What do I get? Can I get 5-1?
No, we're not giving odds. It's just straight up.
It's 95% that I'm going to lose.
It is.
Well, that's the bet.
That's the bet.
Then how much do I get? If I bet 5,000, do I win 25?
You win 5,000.
No, 5,000, she wins 20.
Okay, 5,000.
It's from you. It's from you. She's betting you. So you can give the odds.
Are you like putting money on the street now?
You're
putting mythical money on the street?
Okay, I'm the house.
Okay.
It's 5,000 versus 20. You got to give me 5 or I'll give you 20.
Fair. So 4-1.
Fair. 4-1.
How many points are you charging her on the VIG?
No, straight up. No VIG.
I think Milwaukee's going to come back and win this
match. Yeah, no way.
They're good.
No way.
All right, let's see.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
You're making me do things all at once, you know? All right, so I know how you guys feel about sports documentaries and kind of overkill at the moment.
There's a lot of them.
There are.
Yeah.
But some people are just really interesting characters that push past all of that. Conor McGregor is one of the wildest characters in sports, and his story is pretty crazy. He has a new documentary coming out called McGregor Forever on Netflix on May 17th. Does this move the needle for you at all?
It's done by Gotham Chopper, right? Yeah.
Oh, is it? It's Gotham done Chopper. By Religion of Sports and all those folks?
So I remember Gotham was shooting this, and he was like, he was over in Ireland with him and shooting all the time. I think it's going to be really good. Just based off of who's making it and what I heard from him.
Yeah, I'll watch that one. I actually, I'm Mormon back up to sports documentaries. Netflix has got a series called Bad Sports.
Okay.
And it's about random sports and scandals in sports. They're like nice 40-minute bites. I've been watching those. Yep. So yeah, I'll give Conor McGregor a shot.
So you're in, Momo?
I'm in. I like it. He give him whatever you want to say about him. That guy was great on the mic.
Sure was. Yeah.
What if I told you?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Hold on.
Pelican play. Come on, Pelican.
Where's that from, Mace?
That is from Scarface.
Yeah, and then my question today is, Al Pacino's birthday turns 83.
Whoa.
What is your best, what is your favorite Al Pacino movie besides Scarface?
My favorite Al Pacino movie is not Scent of a Woman. Hoo-ah!
I wasn't expecting
I do like that one.
It is not Devil's Advocate, which John would say,
Godfather.
God is an absentee landlord. It's actually Dog Day Afternoon. Did you ever see Dog Day Afternoon?
Nope.
Fantastic. He's a bank robber, and I think John Cassala's in it, and they're trying to rob this bank because they want to get a... I want to say they want to have a sex change operation or something like that.
Okay.
And at one point he comes out, yells, Attica, Attica. So Dog Day Afternoon is my favorite Al Pacino performance. Momo, this is not exactly your wheelhouse, but what do you like?
I would have said Scent of a Woman. Now I'm
No, but, you would not have said Scent of a Woman.
You guys, do you realize I have zero like movie
knowledge? I do realize,
I'm like literally Googling Al Pacino movies.
I know.
This is the part where you're supposed to give me a heads up beforehand.
Okay. This whole show. Hey, let's give her a
heads up. Let's give Momo a heads up on this one.
You have to
one.
Say the Godfather movies, right?
Yeah, the Godfather is fantastic.
Sea of Love is my favorite one.
Sea of Love is great. Yeah. Ellen Barkin, really good serial killer movie.
Good ones, yeah.
Godfather is an obvious one.
Heat. Heat is amazing. Heat is a fantastic movie, and that one needs to be.
You get to that end of the movie at the airport, out on the runway situations, fantastic.
And you get Pacino and De Niro just going back and forth.
So here's a weird nugget on Pacino. When they were making The Godfather, during the early shooting, the studio, Paramount, said, we don't understand what this Al Pacino is doing. This was his first big movie. We don't understand what he's doing. We think you should replace him. And Francis Ford Coppola stood his ground. Pacino finished the movie, and the rest is history.
Did you watch
history.
That Showtime doc? Is that where you're getting this from?
There was a Showtime series.
Series called The Bargain or The Wagers? What's it called?
Yeah, it starred Miles Teller.
Yeah.
And it came from that. But also, there's a great movie. There's a great book called The Big Goodbye that also talks about The Godfather. So there are a couple of different sources for that. I don't know where I got the story. But Pacino, happy birthday. I once saw Al Pacino at a movie screening. I swear to God, he was wearing pajamas.
You mean like you used to every day?
Basically, yes. Except they were actual pajamas. I swear he was
velvet?
Wearing pajamas. No, they look silk to me. They look like silk pajamas.
Patterns and stuff?
It's kind of awesome.
When you're Al Pacino, you can wear anything you want.
You can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Is this a fashion hoodie that you got on today?
You know what? I knew I was doing Stretch Lab today, so I was like, just screw it. It's more like a tie-dye hoodie, I think.
Fashionable.
Yeah, it's all right-ish.
You're dressed better than me today.
Yeah, thanks.
What's up, fool?
All right, so now that Aaron Rodgers is finally a New York Jet and gave up all that capital and money, had a top defense last year and a ton of playmakers on offense, what are the expectations for the Jets now? Has to be Super Bowl or bust, right?
It's absolutely Super Bowl or bust. I think that Travis Rodgers reported during the dump that they're considering the Jets for 7 primetime games this year.
I don't think Travis Rodgers reported that.
No, he reported it. He broke the news.
Okay.
Even though he doesn't have a blue check mark.
Adam Schefter actually called Travis Rodgers.
Adam Schefter called Travis and said, break this news.
In Los Angeles.
Don't
for a
be
New York
so
Jet.
Particular. He did report it. He may not have been the first to report it, but he did report it.
You could just say, I heard Travis Rodgers say.
This is another one of Momo's, like, I'm better
than
hard.
You. No, it's that I work hard to break news, so you've got to give credit where it's due.
Right, but Travis broke the news. He reported the news.
No.
He may have gotten it from somewhere else, but he still reported it.
He read the news. Somebody else reported something, and then he read it.
Almost. Killing me, Smalls.
We're on radio. It's a theater of the mind.
Is it me?
We're just kind of
me, or is it
rolling
her?
Along with it? Are you writing a game right now?
No, 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 no. It's Lindsay's game.
Lindsay's game.
We're gonna move on. Yes.
What's up, Phil?
It's okay. I don't like that question today. So I'm going to go. ESPN Steve Levy is upset that he was given a senior discount at McDonald's without asking for it. If you were given a free discount, why are you complaining, Momo?
I know, Steve. That's great. Did he like tweet about it or something? Is that how you felt?
Yeah, it was a John Ireland story. It's on Awful Announcing.
That's great. No, I just roll with it. Thanks. I get excited when I get carded still. Like when you order like an alcoholic beverage and they're like, can I see your ID?
Momo, can I be honest with you? Who the hell is carding you at this point?
It happens every once in a while. Every once in a while I get carded.
Do you really get carded? Momo.
Yes.
You get carded.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Yeah. Once a year,
it
Momo
happened
gets carded.
Recently, and I was like, bless you.
Yeah.
Here's my ID.
No, that's a nice thing to get carded.
It is.
I don't like senior discounts. I don't want senior discounts. I find it a sign of, I don't want to give up on life. I think once you start getting AARP stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they found me, but I started getting AARP stuff.
Oh, they
in
find
the mail.
You.
Yeah, they find. Yeah, yeah, they
really
found
do.
Me. But
anyone
I'm like,
over 50 starts getting that.
You know, you can be 16 and get an AARP card.
Can you?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not about age. You can get one at any age.
Well, they found me.
Yeah.
And I threw it in the trash.
And then they just kept sending it to
and
you.
And I tried
it's
to go
discounts,
to the movies
man.
Yesterday.
Just do
I was
it.
No, I don't want a senior discount when I go to the movies. I don't want a senior discount. I'm not giving up on life.
It's well, now you're not. But yeah, if you want to give me discounts, fine. Call me a senior. I don't care.
Yeah. No, I get totally it. I fine. Get it. There's
Is it because Steve Levy has
That's great.
Hair
that.
Like Mason?
No, Steve Levy has great hair.
Nobody
well, like Mason.
Nobody is into getting old. Nobody is into getting old.
Agree.
So he tweeted out a picture of his McDonald's receipt, and it said senior on it. It had the discount on it.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
Would you like reject it? Would you like actually charge me the full price?
Oh, I'd want your ID, Momo. I need to card you.
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
All right, there you have it. There's your what's up, fool. All right, so... we were all at the Lakers game last night. An unbelievable performance for LeBron James. We'll get into that. Plus, a question about the Rams. And are they the best at marketing themselves in this town? I'll play something for you coming up. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.